Sujal Nilamani, you were hearing about the Sakasahayas, the assistants of Krishna, the cowherd boys that help Krishna in his pastimes with the gopis, and they have different talents and different mentalities and moods. So as a review, we've heard about the Chaita, Vita, and Vidushaka. So the Chaita, they can discover, they're expert at discovering anything. And they perform secret tasks. And their disposition is bold and arrogant. Bangura and Bringara are Chaita Sahayas. And the second type of coward boy, friendly assistant, trusted coward boy who helps Krishna with the gopis, because he needs lots of helpers. They're called Vita. And they're very talented dressers. They can dress and decorate Krishna very nicely. And they're very cunning and skilled in conversation. And they're expert in manipulating others. Then there's the Vidushaka. Vidushakas are the jokers, the comedians. The primary example is Marumango. They love to eat. They're very fond of eating. And they're expert at making others laugh with their comical gestures and the way they walk and move their eyes and the way they dress. And they're jokers. The jokers, like in the king's court in the 15th century, the king would always have a joker. Comedians, of course, are very popular everywhere. We need to laugh more. And so they're very comical with their gestures, words, and dress. So the fourth category of coward boys, young coward boys like Krishna, that help him in his loving pastimes, are called the Pita Marda. And this is verse 10 of chapter 2, and we'll read that text. Guner Nayaka Kalpo Ya Premna Tatranu Vrittiman Pita Marda Sakatita Shidam Syad Yata Hare. Those Sahayas, Saha means with, those boys that are with Krishna, they help Krishna. In English they say the assistants, the helpers, Krishna's helpers in his loving pastimes. Just like here in the material world, among young men and young ladies, sometimes they have different helpers. And they call them matchmakers. Different helpers, like matchmakers. So there's many young men and many young women, and they may be shy or they don't know one another. So they have what they call go-betweens or matchmakers. So these boys, these are the fourth category of coward boys that help Krishna, and they're known as the Pita Marda. And Shridam is the leader of those boys. Text 11 describes that. Kalindi pulane mukanda charitam vishvasya vismapanam drashtam gachati goshtam eva nikalam naikatra chandra valihi brumastasya surittama swayamami patyan chatatyan chate magovardana malagat Yamuda Govardhan Govardhano Darinam. Text 11, translation. So this is describing, these are the qualities of the Pita Marda. Pita Marda, coward boys like Shridam, the older brother of Radharani. They are affectionate friends, very affectionate, loving friends, who always accompany Krishna. So this Sanskrit that I read here, Kalindi Pulinya Mukunda Charitam, explains that it's a small leela. Seeing the coward boys on the bank of the Kalindi, the coward boy, there was one coward boy named Govardhan, wrestler, named Govardhan Mala. He's the husband of Chandravali. And then He arrives there, and the coward boys speak to him. The Pita Marda said, "Listen, everyone in Braj has come here to the sandy banks of Yamuna to see Krishna's pastimes, but one person, your wife, has not come here. You can trust us because we're the closest friends of Krishna. O Govardhan Mala, O husband of Chandravali, don't become upset. Don't become angry. The words we speak are, we're only speaking like this for your benefit. I'm only speaking, the coward boys, Pitamarda coward boys like Sridham, are speaking to the husband of Chandravali, and they're reassuring him with comforting words. Don't worry, everybody's here. All the gopis are here, everyone's here, but your wife is not here. So aren't you happy to hear that good news? And we're only saying this for your benefit. Please believe us, take our advice, and do not disturb Govardhana Dari, who's enjoying his pastimes with us on the bank of the Yamuna. In other words, excuse me, sir, are you Mr. Chandravali? Are you Govardhana Mala, the husband of Chandravali? Well, just stop right there. You cannot enter. You don't have visa. And don't worry, your wife is at home cooking your favorite dinner. So just go home and be happy. So this is one of the special features of these Pitamarda Sakas, that they're able to help arrange for Krishna's pastimes in a very wonderful way. And this is an example that Rupa Goswami says. And then Vishnu Chakravarti, he gets right deeply into this small bit of Leela that's being revealed here to us by Rupa Goswami. There's no reference cited. This is the reference of his own realizations and visions and direct experiences. So they're on the bank of the Yamuna, and we'll find out exactly where very soon they are. And the coward boys, like the Pitamardas, they're entrusted with the one of the activities is to guard Krishna and protect him from any intruders or unwanted visitors, like the Chandravali's husband or Radharani's husband or Lalita's husband or anybody's anybody. Anybody's anybody should not go there. It's only Krishna and the gopis and their Sahaya friends and their Sahaya gopis. They're assisting gopis and mantris and assistant coward boys. Coward boys help Krishna meet Radharani, and the coward girls help Radharani meet Krishna, and also vice versa. This is the perfection of their life, and the perfection of our life is also to help each other meet Krishna. Everyone has the same objective of meeting Krishna, seeing Krishna, living with Krishna, loving Krishna, serving Krishna. At least once in life we should see Krishna. And at least once in this life and then forever in the next life. So this is the Sahayas. And Vishnu Chakravarti enters right into this shloka and he says, well, Rupa is telling us what Sridham said to Govardhan Mala when he was starting to approach the Kalindi Palina, the banks of the Yamuna where Krishna was, Mukunda was, Mukunda Charitam, where Mukunda was enjoying his pastimes. And he was accosted there. Govardhan Mala was a little curious, where is his wife? So he went to look for her. And he found Sridham, and Sridham spoke very cleverly and cunningly. She's not here. Everyone's here, so you needn't go any further. But take my word, she's home. So that was good. He went away. So then Vishnu says, well, there's more to it than that, because Govardhan, Sridham spoke to Govardhan Mala, but what did Govardhan Mala say in return? And this is what he said. Okay, Sridham, I would like to believe you, what you're saying about the transparency and the upstanding moral position of your dear friend Krishna, but my experience is that your bosom buddy Gopal, he regularly allures and chants my wife Chandravali and takes her into the forest. So I have come here to take revenge on him. So in this way, Govardhan Mala spoke many words of opposition to disagree with our dear Sridham Sakha, who was simply standing up for his good friend and his little sister, like any true brother. So then Sridham retorted by saying, listen, Malaji. Mala means wrestler. Govardhan Mala is a wrestler. Like all the coward boys are wrestlers. That's the national pastime of Braj Mandal for the boys. Kabaddi and wrestling and swimming and sporting and chasing monkeys. But he's specially known as a very ferocious wrestler. So his title is Govardhan the Wrestler. Not to be confused with Giridhari, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. Govardhan Mala. Of course, it has also other meanings. Mala is mud, dirt, mala. So the he replied, and then Sridhar said, not only we, coward boys, but many people can testify to prove the innocence of Krishna. Therefore, you, Govardhan Mala, don't have any substantial or significant proof to, you know, accuse Krishna or your wife, Chandravali, of some impropriety. And then he says, you don't have any proof. You don't have any proof for your accusations. I should have had Sridham defend me. Could have used the same lines. Then he said, listen, Govardhan Mala, don't become agitated like a black snake. If you desire your good fortune. Almost sounds like Sridham is picking a fight with Govardhan Mala. Says, listen, indirectly, or not so indirectly either, if Govardhan Mala has half a brain, which I doubt, because he's a coward man, so one half of his brain is definitely filled with cow dung, and the other half, we're not sure, so he's probably not too smart. But in essence, what Sridham was saying when he was defending his Lord Krishna and his transparency and purity, he said, listen, what, you're becoming agitated by my words. Don't become agitated like a black snake. In other words, what Sridham is telling Chandravali's husband is, you are an envious black snake. And don't get agitated. Keep cool. And then he warns him, I'm warning you, don't get agitated if you desire your good fortune. It's another way of saying, you should stop talking to me like this if you want to keep your nose on your face. Because if you keep talking to me like this, then I will knock your nose off your face. So Sridham, they're bigger wrestlers, so he's speaking like that. If you know what's good for you, you should believe it. Don't get agitated like a black snake, because there's only one of you, and there's lots of us monkey-like coward boys ready to pounce on you from the trees in all directions. So this very funny, Vishnu Chakravarti gets right in there and takes the sides of Sridham and Govardhan Mala. He says, don't think falsely about our Krishna. And then he says, Vishnu Chakravarti, in his comment on verse 11, he says, listen, besides, Govardhan Malaji, your name is also Govardhan, and Krishna, his name is also Giridhari. So if you play it right, that Giridhari will deliver you and your whole family. You should believe us and trust Krishna, because you're Govardhan, but you're in a samsara, and he's Giridhari. Dhari means to lift. Dhari means to lift, to uplift, to lift, to hold. So this Giridhari that you're accusing, if you're faithful to him and loyal to him and kind to him, then that Giridhari can liberate you, Govardhan, from the samsara. So this is another thing he said. So this is one of the activities of the Pitamardas. And then that's Vishnu's idea of how the dialogue unfolded. But in the next verse, in verse 12, Rupa Goswami himself provides the rejoinder from Govardhan Mala's side, his response to what Sridham said. And this is verse, text 12. Treyam Shiramam Panitir Ihavishram Bayati Bayati Imam Prasada Rudran Ranyakim Iva Chapalasu Pasaratu Anayantim Tagarchana Agushna Malyan Kitakaram Vadum Tristwa Shanke Prata Yati Kalankam Kalajana. After hearing Sridhar's reassuring words, Rupa Goswami says that Govardhan Mala, the husband of Chandravali, replied like this: "Oh Sridhar, your speech gives me confidence. But how can the mercy of Shiva's wife spread to fickle persons? Still, when I see my wife, Chandravali, going to the forest, carrying garlands and sandalwood in her hands to worship Durga, I feel some fear. Some wicked person may spoil her reputation." So what he's saying, it's not so clear, but what he's saying, and this is a very interesting translation here, it's quite expanded, but what this translation of verse 12, chapter 2, is saying, that because he says that, in other words, Chandravali worships Durga, Shiva's wife. And he facilitates that. He provides all the puja samagri. He means her husband, Govardhan Mala. But he's saying to Sridhar, "My wife goes out every day with the puja paraphernalia to worship Durga. And Durga is very powerful and very kind, and she takes care of her devotees. She gives her mercy to the devotees like my wife and my family. And by the mercy of Durga, our family has flourished and we have sufficient cows and land and grains and a nice palace, etc. And I have a beautiful wife, Chandravali. However, Chandravali, her mercy is not available to people that are chanchal. So that she'll be merciful to my wife, but I'm afraid of this Krishna. He's chanchalapati. He's the pati, he's the master, he's the lord of all restless, he is the lord or the chief of all restless, unpredictable persons. Sometimes with this one, sometimes with that one, sometimes he says this, sometimes he says that, sometimes he's here, sometimes he's there, sometimes he tells the truth, sometimes he lies. So I don't know if Durga's mercy will extend to him, and he's so fickle, and so I don't know if Durga can even control him, which is of course true. Durga can never control Krishna. But still, I'm worried every day she goes to worship that Durga Devi, that some wicked person that does not receive, that some wicked chanchal person who is beyond the mercy and beyond the touch and beyond the control of Durga may spoil the reputation of my wife. He's speaking very intuitively here. Govardhan Mala is actually speaking the truth. He has doubts in the power of Durga. My wife worships Durga. So Chandravali's excuse that her worshipping Durga every day in Gauri Tirtha is a pretext so she can get out of the house to do that puja. It's a pretext so she can meet Krishna in the afternoon. So Radharani worships Suryadev as a pretext so that her parents or in-laws free her from the house duties so she can go to Suryakund and worship Suryadev, and thereby spend 6 hours with Krishna and Radhakund. So this idea of saying one thing and doing another thing is very, very old. Very, very old among the female gender. Maybe male gender also must be. Not just to be fair. But we're hearing it. That they're doing this, of course, for the purpose of pleasing the male gender, Sri Krishna. That's the perfection of speech. And perfection of anything we have is to use it for the pleasure of Krishna. So the second translation of the same rejoinder that Govardhan Mala said, this is translation of verse 13. One day Sridham saw Chandravali traversing the forest, walking through the forest, in what seemed to be a nefarious mission. In other words, Chandravali was walking, I don't know if it's correctly said, anyway, Sridham narrated this to Chandravali's sister, Barundi, and who answered him with the following words, "My dear Sridham, your concern and respect for my sister is very encouraging to me. It comes to me just like the mercy of Goddess Durga, whom our family worships. It seems that the mercy of Durga is bestowed on even the most fallen of women. So my sister Chandravali was walking in the forest carrying kumkum and a flower garland in her hand, only so that she might offer these articles to the Goddess Durga. My only fear in this regard is that wicked persons might see her, misunderstand her mission, and gossip about her imagined deeds." So this is very interesting. It's not at all Govardhan Mala. It's another instance, and it's Sridham, and not seeing Govardhan Mala, but seeing Chandravali herself, and then afterwards going to one of Chandravali's family members saying, "I saw your sister running quickly down the path." And then he said that. And then this is kind of what the other verse said. So then she replies to him. He says, "Look, I saw your sister. I don't know where she was going. Can you tell me?" So then the sister of Chandravali, Barundi, said, "Well, she goes out every day to worship Durga, and she carries all these things. But I myself, what to speak of others? Because you said you saw her on a nefarious mission, which doesn't mean going to do Devata Puja. Nefarious means some illegal or immoral or improper activities. So you saw that. And other people may judge like that also, but actually my sister is going out to worship Chandravali. But because she's running into the middle of the forest and there's no husband anywhere near in sight and no bodyguards and no one else, people might think she's running to an illicit lover and she's carrying malas and chandan and all these things to worship him or serve him when she meets him in the deep, dark depths of the forest." So this is some conversation from another angle that Sridham is sometimes talking to the husband of Chandravali, sometimes to the sister. I don't know about Chandravali herself, but maybe some example of that too. Now this Sridham, Vishnu Chakravarti gives Sridham's reply to, Sridham gives his reply to the sister of Chandravali, Barundi. "You can send your sister Chandravali to the forest, or you can keep her in the house. But you should not be afraid of my friend Krishna. He does not even know who your sister is." Now, I wonder if Barundi will believe that. So after Sridham said this, then the sister of Chandravali, Barunda, said, "Yes, Sakha, oh Sakha, it's a fact. Our family does have the mercy of Durga. Otherwise, we would not be endowed or blessed with such a rich supply of cows and grains and wealth in our house. And also, Sridham, you are speaking correctly. My sister Chandravali is also very chaste and steady by the mercy. She's very chaste to her husband and steady, determined in her Pati-brata, by the mercy of Durga. However, seeing her running into the forest, since I'm her sister, I feel a little fear of public opinion." So this is the kind of friendship and exchanges that go on with Krishna's Pitta-marta sakas. And as I mentioned, I was reading the different characteristics from different books. So this is the Vidusakas like to quarrel. The Pitamardas, their qualities are just like that of the hero of Krishna, the Nayak. And so this type of very intimate friend of Krishna, Pitamarda, he conducts all of his activities according to the order of the Nayak. So he's very directly connected to Krishna in his mood of Madhurya Ras, in his mood as a romantic, a lover of the gopis of Vrindavan. So that's the fourth type. And the fifth type of sukha, we'll hear about that. And this term may sound a little more familiar to our ears. The fifth type of sukha is called a Priya Narma sukha, and everyone has some idea of that. So this is the Priya Narma sukha is described. They are privy to extremely confidential secrets. The word privy means they have access. They know. Krishna doesn't keep any very, very confidential secrets. He tells them everything that he wouldn't tell anyone else, even his brother or mother, anyone. And how is it they have that position? Because they have taken full shelter of the Sakhi Bhav, of the Bhav of the Sakhis. And they are the best of all of Krishna's friends. These are the Priya Narma Sakhas. Oh, it's interesting. He actually gives a breakdown, which I didn't see here, by rasas. I don't know if it's verified elsewhere, but here in Jiva Dharma it says, the chetas, which I mentioned, the sahayas are the coward boys that help Krishna meet the gopis. The chetas are in dasya ras. So they're that in that very much a mode of a servant. Because here we hear the Priya Narma sakas, they're right there in the Madhurya ras, like Subal, Madhumanga. They're right there. So the chetas are also assisting in Krishna's meeting with the gopis and Radharani, but their mood or outlook is more of a simple das, and they're serving. Das means servant. They're serving Krishna and Radharani's pastimes are coming together, but a little bit of a distance, maybe carrying messages or maybe meeting or guarding, or as we gave the example of Srinam as a Pitamarda, he was just speaking to Chandravali's husband and convincing him that everything's okay, don't worry about Krishna, don't worry about your wife. So that this is the dasas, this is the chetas or indasiras. Among the five, the chetas are in dasya ras, the pitamardas, which I just discussed about Sridham, they're in vira ras. Vira means they're in sakhi ras, they're Krishna's friends, but these particular ones are helping him in his pastimes with the gopis. But vira means they're more chivalrous, they're more heroic, they're more vira means like virile, strong, masculine, aggressive, defensive. So we see that example of pitamarda, that he's in this, has his Viraras Bhav, because we just heard from Ujjana Nilamani, verse 10 and 11, how Sridham was a Pitamarda Sahaya Sakha, or assistant, how he confronted Govardhan Mala and cooled him down, and he confronted Chandravali's sister and cooled her down. And he was also very aggressive when he was speaking to Chandravali's husband. Listen, believe me. And if you don't believe me, It won't be very good for you if you don't believe me, if you know what I mean. In other words, he speaks a little threatening words type, and we heard that. So that makes sense that he would, these pitamardas. And then the Priya Narma sukhas, it's obvious, we just said that. They are the pitamardas, and the rest are, they're in the Madhurya Bhav. They're sukhas, but they have that Madhurya Bhav. That means Subal. So then he says, that's all he says about the Priya Narma sukhas. They just move. The Priya Narma sukhas, they're just moving with Krishna. Moving with Krishna. They're arranging for Krishna. Priya Narma sukhas, like Subal and Madhumanga. They're arranging for Krishna to meet with Radha and the gopis. They bring them together. They even stay with them when they're together. And even serve them when they're together in the most intimate exchanges inside the kunja. And the chetas and the vitas and the virusakas and the pitamardas, they're long gone, they're far away, they're all resting under the banyan tree on the banks of Manasi Ganga, eating their tiffins. Because what's going on there in Radhakund, in the Kunja Leela of Krishna, is beyond their perception and beyond their conception and beyond their adhikar as the sahayas of Krishna. But where they step back, then the Priya Narma step forward. They step into action. So when the very intimate moments and the very confidential moments of Radha and Krishna and gopis, then this select handful of most trusted, intimate, dear Priya Narma Sakas, like Subal and Madhavanga, they have seva there, and acceptance there, and access there freely. So they're very high helpers, and high class helpers of Krishna. That's what this is. Text 12 we read, and then this is text 13. More definition of these Priyanarma Sakas. Rupa Goswami explains. Adyantika rahasya gya sakhi bhava samashrita sarvebhyo pranayebhyo so priya narma sakovara sagokule susubalas tatasat arjanadaya. The priya narma sakas, they know the most intimate pastimes of Krishna. Adyantika rahasya gya. Rahasya lila, adyantik. Adyantik means like ati, then antika. So ati means excessive and antika means extremely excessive. Ati and antika. Adyantika rahasya gya lila. They know everything about the intimate pastimes of Krishna gopis. And they, bhava samasrita, they have, as the Manjaris have taken full shelter in the Radha Sneha, Adik Bhav of extra love for Radharani, they've taken full shelter in the mind and attitude and thinking and feeling and desiring of Radharani, then they're called Bhav Tad Atmiya. Bhav Tad Atmiya. They're one, their feelings, their Bhav, their whole emotions and whole reality, because the whole reality of any spiritual body is a body of Bhav, a Bhav Deha. A body of prema. So their whole transcendental forms are made of the, are reflecting and moving by and serving the Bhav of Radharani. They're one, Bhav Tad Atmaya. They're one with the Bhav of Radharani. That means the Madhurya Bhav, and Madhurya Bhav expressed in the topmost expression, and that's called the Madan Ras, Madanakya Mahabhav, Madan Ras. So this is the Manjaris and the Priyanarma Sakas, they're in the same mood. It says they bhava samasrita. They have also taken complete shelter. Bhava samasrita. They've taken complete shelter of the Sakis, Bhav. Thus they know the greatest amorous secrets of Krishna. They know the most intimate pastimes, they covet the desire for Krishna's meeting with the gopis, and they're the best of all the dear friends of Krishna. Sarvebhyo pranayabhyo priya narma sakovara. With all the sarva pran sakas, all of Krishna's friends are like his very life, they're like his life heirs. They're his bosom buddies, they're as dear to him as his very life. He loves all of his friends. But there's one category, they're also his pranabandhus, his sarva-pran, but they're priya-narma-sakavara. Sakavara means they're the govardhan, they're the best of all those pran-like sakas. They're even more than that. They're each sakha may be one pran, but each individual priya-narma-sakha is like the embodiment of the pancha-pran. All Krishna's five life heirs are represented by each and every Priyanarma Sakha. So this is Sarva Prana Sakha, Priyanarma Sakha Vara. They're the best of all of them. And among all these dear friends in Gokul, dear friends of Krishna, Subal Sakha and Arjun Sakha are the Priyanarma Sakhas. That's not to be confused with Arjun on the battlefield, who is a Vaikunthavasi, and that Leela. This is another Arjun, Kokil, Bangura, Bringa, there's eight of them, of course, Subal. So Jiva says, the desire that Krishna and gopis, the Priyanarma Sakas, like Subal and Arjun, they have no other desire than to arrange for Radha and Krishna and the gopis to meet each other. That is the meaning of their Sakhi Bhav. Because their Sakhi Bhav and desire to bring Krishna to the Sakhis is so great, it completely covers their idea or identity that I'm a boy or a masculine sentiments. And then, says C15. And then there's the birth. The next verse will illustrate. Two verses from now will illustrate that Sakhi Bhav. So Vishwanath says that he describes how sometimes Subal stands outside the kunj while Radha and Krishna are inside, and he's fanning them inside the kunj, and they're sweating. That's what he tells us. Next verse, 14. So this is the intimacy of the Adyantika Rahasya Leela. Sakas, these Priyanarma Sakas have such oneness, because when we say Bhav Tadatmaya, Tad Atmaya means I am me, the Atma, I am one with Tad, that means one with something else, one with something else, someone else. I'm one with Krishna's Bhav, his Bhav, his feelings, his movements. So they're very extraordinary personalities. So it says here in the next verse, this is verse number 14. Pratya varta yati prasadya lalanam krida kali prashtitam shayam kanja grihe karutya yagabida kandarpa lilo chitam swinam bijayati priyavridi pari shastangamucheramum kvashimanadikaritam snasubala seva vido vindati. What service that fortunate Subal is not qualified to perform. Subal Sakha pleases Krishna with very pleasant, sweet words when Krishna returns from playing and fighting. Subal makes beds in the kunjas for Krishna and the gopis to sleep on that are suitable for the pastimes of Cupid. And then Subal intensely fans Krishna, who's perspiring all over his body as he lies on the chest of his beloved. Now that's about as intimate as you can be. It's inconceivable that lovers of this world would invite either their boyfriend or girlfriend to join the two of them in the bedroom or wherever. Two's company, three's a crowd, they say. Two is company, three is a crowd. Chanaka Pandit also throws in a comment on that. He says, two is auspicious, and when you travel, you should travel in two, I said before. Three is inauspicious, so you should not travel with just three. You have four, one or two or four or 100 or whatever, not three. So this is Krishna, he breaks all the rules and with a higher synthesis. He doesn't break the rules by tamagun or break the rules by taking the implying material energy, but he breaks the rules by applying a higher synthesis where he melts everything into his heart of love. Everything becomes Prem Leela. So what is inconceivable here, what is impossible here and inconceivable there, is the daily reality in the spiritual world. It's impossible, it's inconceivable and impossible for a man to simultaneously dance with 16,000 ladies. What to speak of 3 billion girls, ladies, gopis in the Maharas dance. So many impossible, inconceivable things. So it's inconceivable for three persons to be enjoying one pastime. And a pastime for two has no room for three. Some pastimes are pastimes of one or many. But there, everything's possible. Anything's possible. Why? Because there's no conflict of interest. It's not your mind and my mind, or your heart and my heart, or your desires and my heart, my desire. It's only Krishna's heart, Krishna's desire. And every devotee, man or lady, gopa or gopi, they're simply serving that heart of Krishna. They're just moving, they're emanating from Krishna's heart. Just like the bloodstream, the blood, the heart pushes the blood and moves the blood. And the blood nourishes the heart when it comes back, and then they work together. So the circulating of the blood is like all Krishna's devotees. He's the heart center, and they're all rushing away from him and rushing towards him. And they're nourished by the heart and moving by the heart. So the heart moves the blood moves the muscles moves the body, and we go on. So Krishna's heart, his love, is spreading and diffusing to all of his devotees and all the rasas, and they're all moving with one mind and one heart and ultimately one body. Because can you say, is the heart part of our body? Yes. Is the arm, head, leg, etc.? Yes, so many parts are there, but they're connected to the one heart. Take out the heart, the parts are useless. So Krishna is the heart of the whole, he's the heart center of the whole Braj Leela. So everyone's heart is one, Krishna. Everyone's movements are one for Krishna. Everyone's thoughts are one of Krishna. And everyone speaks of only Krishna. So this is, that's why you can have Radharani, you can lie on the chest of Radharani Kunj, and your best boyfriend can stand by the bed and fan the sweat drops off your back. No problem. All rights reserved. Copyright everybody. Copyright everybody. No rights reserved. Reserved rights for the Priyanarmasakas or the Manjaris. So Priyanarmasakas are very much like Manjaris in some ways. In bhav, but not in form. Manjaris don't make faces at the monkeys. The Priyanarmasakas do. The Manjaris are much more controlled. Mature. These 14-year-old coward boys that make old faces full of tails. And Manjaris just sing and dance, play Veena. They're very mature, controlled. In a Braj, they say, Vacha Bandor Ek Saman. So the qualities of the children of Vrindavan and the monkeys are one. Ek Saman, they're equal. Vacha bandur ek saman. So what are these boys? They're 12 years old. That's a bacha, that's a boy. They're 12, 13, 14. So they're jumping like monkeys. You can read chapter 12, 10th canto. Chapter 12, 13, 14, 10th canto of Bhagavatam about the jumping monkey, jumping monkey, coward boys, Sri Dham and Krishna and all of them. But the Manjaris and Gopis, no descriptions like this. They're going in the cave to learn ragas and raganis from Radharani. They're going to learn poetry and praheli riddles. They're going to learn dance and playing musical instruments and decorating and dressing and ornamentation and all wonderful kala and arts. Well, what is the art of, where does it come under the classification of 64 arts? The gopis learn all the 64 arts from Radharani, or they're self-manifested. So they learn all these wonderful kalas, Sangeet Kala and Nritya Kala and Kavi Kala, the art of dancing, the art of poetry, and etc. Natya Kala, the art of writing dramas, and like Lalita Madhav and Vidagdha Madhav, that's an art. Radharani teaches the art of writing plays. And Rupa Manjari learned that art, and then perfected it and gave an example of his artistic perfection by writing Lalita Madhav and Vidagdha Madhav. But in that list of 64 arts, we don't see imitating the faces of monkeys, pulling the tails of monkeys, yelling dirty words inside an abandoned water well. Hey, hey, you dirty dog, you dirty dog. Hey, tomorrow I'll kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you, kill you. This isn't a Bhagavatam. That's not one of the 64 arts because the coward boys are monkeys. Bacha Bandarik Saman. At any rate, this is Krishna's Leela. Of course, he's Kalanidhi and Radharani is Kalavati. Kalanidhi Sham and Kalanidhi Radha. Kalanidhi Krishna or Sham means he's an ocean of unlimited artistic arts. And Radharani is Kalavati. She's the expert knower of all those arts. And the expert presenter of all those arts for the pleasure of Krishna. So this is the Priyanarmasaka. So we read this translation for what service he's not qualified. The Priyanarmasaka is their love for Krishna. Oh, this is very nice. Nice translation here, what we just read. It's kind of a review of the same points, 13 and 14. The Priyanarmasakas, like Subal and others, Madamangal, Arjuna, Vidagdha, etc., The Prenarmasekhas know the most confidential secrets of Krishna's pastimes with the gopis. These coward boys' love for Krishna is almost as intense as the love that the gopis have for Krishna. Of all the gopas, they are Krishna's closest, dearest bosom buddies. Subal and Arjuna are the leaders. So now, the next, this will be verse 14, which I read about, he intensely fans Krishna. Here's another translation of verse 14. Subal is described in the following statement, where Rupa Manjari is speaking to her gopi friend. Because here, that's what Vishnu Chakravarti Sika says. So he's putting that there in a translation. Sometimes they do that. Rupa Manjari speaks to a friend. So this, what I just read, which I'll read again, verse 14, chapter 2 of Ujjala Nilamani, a second translation, a further clarification that what I said and what I will say again is Rupa Manjari glorifying the intense devotion of the Subal, of Prinarmasakas. So then what does she say? Rupa Manjari says, "Listen, Sakhi, after Radha quarreled with Krishna and left him, Subal came and met Radharani. And then Subal satisfied Radharani with very sweet words, and he convinced Radharani to return and again enjoy amorous pastimes with her beloved Krishna in the Kunjagriha. After their pastimes were concluded, Krishna was resting his perspiring body on his beloved's breast. At that time, Subal came and fanned them. Just see, O Sakhi, what service is this Subal not qualified to perform?" So certainly a much more expanded and clarified translation. So it behooves us to have either knowledge of Bengali or Sanskrit, or have multiple translations in English to consult and further deepen our understanding. When I hear from my teachers, and when I read the English, they have in front of them the Sanskrit edition. And they're reading, what verse? And they say, "That's not what it says." I say, okay. So that's the best, to either know the language of Bengali or Sanskrit or Hindi, or have a teacher that's a pundit that can tell you. Then you get the correct thing. But anyway, by sincerity and by mercy of Krishna, we get some vague idea, which is sufficient. So Jiva Goswami, he comments on this verse, and we already, it's just the same that this is Rupa Goswami. I'll just read verse 15 also. This is Ujjvala. Ujjvala is speaking to Subal. Ujjvala Sakha is another one of the Priyanarma Sakhas, and he has a kunja, I believe, here at Shamakund. He says to Subal, I just read the English. It's amazing. I read these two translations because they all have some sweet angle. Subal, listen. Do you know that the gopis must have performed severe austerities in tapasya, tapabalam? When they see Krishna, they start trembling. And while they're glancing at Krishna, they drink the beauty of Krishna with the edges of their sidelong glances. And without even caring about anyone, without any abandon, they immediately tightly embrace Krishna's chest, pressing him to theirs. Then they happily taste the nectar of his lips without restraint. So this is a very adyantika rahasya, madhurya lila katha, going on between two Priyanarma Sakhas, describing the minute loving exchanges and very confidential, amorous way of their worshipful Krishna. And they're relishing it. Why? They don't have any male transformations. They don't have any ego or self-identification or hunger, pasana, nature that, I wish that was me with a sakhi. Because they fully identify, I am Krishna's servant. And this is so beautiful. This is the moment that we're working for. This is the moment we're serving for, to bring Radha and Krishna together, to unite to unite the taste of prema with the source of prema. So that uniting the taste of prema with the source of prema is the unification of Radha and Krishna. So that's what these coward boys are doing. They're talking about it. And they're relishing it. So this shows, Vishnu says, this shows their sakhi bhav, their desire, their sakhi bhav, their bhav, their feeling, their attitude, their desire to bring Radha and Krishna together. And that's the whole idea of devotional life, to bring us, to bring ourselves by our own endeavor in sadhana, to bring ourselves to meet and to serve and to be together with Radha and Krishna. But to be successful in that endeavor, of course, it's our endeavor plus the mercy of Krishna. So we're endeavoring to be with Radha and Krishna, then once we finally realize and enter the eternal association and service of Radha and Krishna, then we'll continue to endeavor not to meet them or be with them, but to bring them together. Because we will always be with one or the other or both. When we become siddha or perfect, we'll always be with Radharani and Krishna, so we won't have to work to attain them. But now we're with them, either Krishna or Radha, generally Radha, the Manjaris are moving with her, then we will act to bring Radha and Krishna together. So from the beginning of bhakti, the idea of going to Radha and Krishna and meeting Radha and Krishna and being together with Radha and Krishna, that is the driving force of every devotee, from the sadhaka to the siddha, to the eternal associates, nitya siddha parikars. These are the sakkas, they're the most intimate, loving, dearest sakkas of Krishna. What is their objective? What is their service to Krishna? Bringing Krishna to Radharani. So imagine how the mandris, how dear the mandris are to Krishna. Because the sakkas, Arjuna and Ujjala and Basant or whoever, and the Subha, they're so dear and near to Krishna, but even dear and near, because of their intimacy and access to the Leelas of Radha and Krishna, but even nearer to the Leela and more intimate with the Leela, Radharani's Manjaris. So how much more dear they are to Krishna than even his Priyanarma Sakas. Very, very dear, inconceivably dear. They're as dear as Radharani. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he discovered the Radhakund in the Madhya Leela chapter 8, he said, Radhakunda Mahima, Radhara Mahima, Radhakunda Madhurima, Radhara Madhurima. He said that the glories of Radhakunda are equal to the glories of Radharani. Radhakunda Mahima, Radhara Mahima, Radhakunda Madhurima, Radharani Madhurima. So the glories and greatness of Radhakunda are equal to the glories and greatness of Radha, and the sweetness and mercy and taste and compassion of Radhakunda are equal to the sweetness, taste, mercy and compassion of Srimati Radharani. So this is what he understood and realized when he came here. So these coward boys, they're so close, but they're not as close as the Manjaris. So they have all that greatness and all that sweetness of the Astasakis and Radharani. That intimacy and that sweetness is carried in the hearts of Radharani's Manjaris. So even when Subal is not allowed in the Kunj, Subal may be allowed in the Kunj, and we read it very clearly. It's a very important point we heard here. Rupa Goswami is saying in Ujjala Nilamani, after Radha and Krishna concluded their intimate sports, then Subal Sakha, the Priyanarma Sakha, the most dear, loving, confidential Sakha, then he entered the Kunj to found them. So they're just lying. Krishna, of course, was lying on Radharani's chest, but he's just lying there, just like Shiva sits on the lap of Parvati in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, story of Chitraketu. Shiva is listening to Harikata, or maybe even speaking, I forget, speaking Harikata in the sixth canto. He's sitting, his asana, he was sitting on his, not his singasana, he was sitting on his patni asana. Singasana means a lion seat. The royal throne, the king's throne, Singha Asan, the seat of the king, the royal throne. The lion is the king of the jungle, so the king of the emperor, the king of the ruler of the kingdom, his seat, he's the lion of the kingdom. You're a lion amongst men, you're a tiger amongst men. The Kshatriyas glorify each other, so naturally if you're a lion, you have to sit on the seat of a lion. So Singhasan. But Shiva is sitting on his Patni Asan. He's sitting on the lap of his wife. And all hundreds and thousands of rishis and munis and brahmacharis and bal yogis and bal brahmacharis and siddha mahatmas and Narada Muni, everyone's sitting in front of him listening to Hari Katha. And Chitraketu flies by in his viman, in his celestial airplane. He looks and he laughs momentarily. He thinks this is rather funny. And Shiva didn't think anything of it because he knows that Chitraketu is a great devotee. But Durga, she got hot-headed. Kali Bhairav. What is this? You're laughing? You have some doubts about my husband? Is that why you're laughing? And then I curse you to become a demon. Vritrasura. And then he showed that he was in a demon's body, but he was a pure devotee, totally pure devotee of Krishna. So this is the sakas, the sahayas, they're in the kunja, so they're very intimate in the Madhurya Ras, but they're coming after the intimate pastimes. But when Prabhupada Saraswati or Vishnu Chakravarti or Raghunath Das, when they describe the intimacy of the mandris, who are also helping the Madhurya pastimes, like the Priyanarma sakas, they have much more access and intimacy. In fact, as I mentioned the other day, one verse says that Radharani sits, the mandri is Radha and Krishna inside the flower bed, not after their intimacies, but during their intimacies, and the mantri standing just beside them, fanning them during the actual enjoyment, time of enjoyment, together. And then Radharani reaches her hand up and says, just pulls her hand and then pulls the sheet and pulls the mantri, come in the bed with us too. So pulls the mantri right in the bed with her. And then she leans over to the mantri and she kisses her. And she puts her tumble into the mantri's mouth. Now this, of course, is totally transcendental and spiritual. It's not some kind of mundane reflection of this world. Inconceivable. That's described. But we'll never find any such description with the Priyanarma sakas, although they're intimate. But their intimacy reaches a certain limit, certain standard. So that's why even dearer to Krishna than the Priyanarma sakas. Why are the Priyanarma suckers like Subal so dear and Arjun? Because they're the best. They are the best suckers at unifying or bringing Radha and Krishna together. Because that's all that Krishna ever wants and always wants is to be with Radharani. So if you're my sucker or my friend, and you're the expert at doing that, then how dear you are to me. Priyanarma means you're very dear. But then there's someone more dear to you. Dear to me than you, and this is Rupa Manjari and Tulsi Manjari, because they're expanded just from Radharani, and so they're right from Radharani's heart, and you're from our mind. In fact, there's one verse I read somewhere, I can't remember, where it's explained that the Chaturvyuha aspect of Bhagavan, that he also the four of Krishna's eight astasakas. That one represents this hankar, one represents this ego, like one of these four coward boys. And I read the name somewhere in some shastra. I mean, it's all transcendental. So these astasakas of Krishna, are very, very important, very deep. But still, the mandris are beyond that. So this is four types of friends, the chaita. They serve as a servant in Dasya Ras, which we were reading before. Pita Marda assists in Vira Ras, and the female assistants, they're described later. And then they'll start tomorrow with the ladies, the female, the gopis that serve Krishna. I believe that's how it starts. They're also the assistants, not the Astasakis, but the Veera, Brindarika, and Mela, and Menaka, different messengers, SMS, Sakhi Messenger Service. Starts there, right? Veera, Brinda, Menaka, like this, Murli, they have different names, different lines. But they're there, and they have their functions. And there's four kinds of gopi helpers. There's five kinds of gopa helpers, sahayas. Because Krishna needs a lot of help, so he has five. Radharani only needs four helpers to bring her to Krishna. Because she has enough power herself to make it all happen. But Krishna, he has the power to bring Radharani to him, but he needs five sakas to help him. That's another superlative of Radharani, that she only needs four to make her arrangements to meet Krishna. And Krishna needs five. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai.